Hello?
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay. This is Ethan. How can I help you?
I just had a call about something about $299 I don't know anything about.
Like, as I can check in my database, yesterday there was an order, and the order is a mobile phone, which cost around $300. Okay. So that is the reason you are getting the call.
No, never ordered it, don't know anything about it.
Okay, as you are saying that you had not placed any order from your end, right?
That's correct, yes.
So there can be a possibility, might somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details. Because when I checked the database, yesterday there was an order. Like, as I can check in my database, yesterday there was an order, okay? And we have found two unknown locations from where the account has been accessed. One location is coming from South Africa. Second location is coming from Nigeria. So have you ever been to those countries in the past, like for business or for travel?
No, never.
Okay. Just hold on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect you to the secure server. So what I can do is I can help you with the proper cancellation. Okay. And if we will found any online hacker, then we are going to block them from the server end. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
So the mobile phone which you are using, is an Android or it's an Apple?
I think it's an Android, I don't know.
Okay. Do one thing, put me on a speaker and there will be an application that is called Play Store. Open it up. Play Store.
Okay, it's on speaker.
Okay. Now, go back to the home page where you can see your wallpaper, mobile wallpaper, and over there you can see there are many applications. Okay.
No, I don't know.
Can you see camera, gallery, photos, settings? Can you see applications, messages?
No, all I can see is the keypad.
Okay, press the back button. Back button.
Yeah.
Now what you can see?
Nothing. Nothing different.
Press back once again. What you can see?
Hang on a second. Hello. Yeah. Hello?
Hello, yes.
How do I know where you're from?
God. Sir, you are talking to a legitimate company. You are talking to eBay right now. And we are not going to ask any kind of personal details over the phone. And once I will get connected to the secure server, you can see over there that you have been connected to eBay secure server. Okay. So don't worry about anything.
Yeah.
Now tell me, what can you see on your mobile phone?
A keypad.
Keypad. Okay. The mobile phone which you are using, it's a Samsung mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay. Can you see three buttons on your key, just below the keypad? There are three bars, there is a circle, and there is a back button. Can you see that?
Now there's, under the keypad, there's, the speaker, the mute, and the keypad hide. There's no other things.
How you go back?
Go back where?
Like to the home page where you can see all your icons.
Oh, I just press the return down, right down the bottom.
Yeah, click the return key.
Yeah, it's got the phone number on here.
Click the return key once again.
Say again?
Click the return key once again, sir. Once again. Click the return key.
Yeah, I did. Didn't make any difference.
Now what? Okay, just...
It's got your phone number, 044-888-0588.
Uh-huh.
And it's got all extra volume.
Okay. All right. Like, just next to the return key, can you see there is a circle button? Circle. Or the home button.
Yeah, the home button, yeah.
Click on that button.
Yeah, it's gone back to the screen.
Exactly. Now you are on the wallpaper, right? You can see all your applications. Correct.
No, it's gone back to the start. It's gone back to swipe screen to unlock.
Yes, unlock your phone. Unlock.
Yeah, it's unlocked.
Now, what you can see?
What I can see now is it's, to unlock the phone, I've got to put in the code to unlock it.
Yeah, unlock your phone.
Okay, I've done that.
Now what you can see?
Yeah, I can see the front, which has got the phone, the messages, the apps, the internet, contacts, etc.
Exactly. Now I will guide you. Okay. Now let me now I will tell you one important update. Okay. I already told you that we had found two unknown locations. Okay.
Yeah.
One location is coming from South Africa. Second location is coming from Nigeria. Have you ever been to those countries in the past?
No, never.
Okay, apart from those two countries, have you been to any other foreign country for business travel or for travel purpose?
Yes.
Okay,
but
which
not,
country
not
have you visited?
Not for some time.
Okay, not for some time. And have you ever used that country's internet over there, over the Wi-Fi?
No, I haven't. Not that I recall, no.
Okay, not an issue. Now, can you see all your application over there?
On the apps?
Yes. Now, over the apps, there is an app that is called Play Store. Have a look. Play Store.
Play Store.
Yeah, Play Store.
Yeah. You can see that.
Open it up. Click on it, open it up.
Homegrown games.
Okay, now at very top, can you see it's written search for absent game? Top of the Play Store.
At the top, it's got...
Can you see there is a search box?
Yeah, search, yeah.
Click on search. Click on it.
Yeah.
Okay, now you got the keyboard to type something, right?
Yeah.
Now type it over there. I will spell it out for you one by one now, for your convenience. All right. Yeah. Now the first letter will be A. A for alpha, A.
What am I spelling out?
My God. I'm going to connect you to the secure server, okay? So I'm going to provide you a secure application. Now you have to type it over there. The first letter will be A. A for alpha. Letter A. Just type. Done?
A.
Yeah, did you type A?
A.
Okay, then N. N for November. N.
A.
Then Y. Y for Yankee. Y.
Yeah, done that.
Then D for David. D.
Yeah.
Then E for Echo. E.
Yeah.
Then S for Sugar. S.
Yeah.
Then K for Kilo. K.
Yeah.
It will be any desk, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Now click on search. Now tell me what you can see.
Can't see search anywhere.
No, on your keyboard where you are typing, can you see there is a magnifying glass symbol or it's written search?
Yeah.
Click on it.
Yeah, I did that.
Now what you can see?
All sorts of things.
Read me out. I will tell you which one you have to open.
Well, there's a red square with a white square and an arrow, and there's an install in green.
Okay, can you see anything else? Any desk, remote, desktop?
Any desk, yeah, that's in the middle there.
Yeah. Can you see the whole name? Any desk, remote, desktop. Remote, desktop.
Oh, yeah, down the bottom there, remote desktop software.
Lovely. Select that application, click on install.
What's it going to install?
This is a online support application, okay? Now, from here, we are going to provide you the online security as well as we are going to block all the hackers which has been found on your network, and we are going to cancel all the orders of £900, and if there will be any deduction, then you are also going to get the refund, okay? Click on install.
Don't worry, sir.
You not need to be get sure for each and everything, okay? From last 10 minutes, I'm trying to guide you. And I already told you we are not going to ask any kind of personal details over the phone. Okay? So don't worry about anything. This is for your safety only. And you are downloading this application from a proper Play Store. Okay? From an authorized verified app. So don't worry about anything. Okay? I assist hundreds of customers each and every day. So don't worry.
Yeah, I am worried.
I told you not to get worried because we are not going to ask any kind of personal details over the phone because this call is being monitored for training and quality purpose. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but if I go on to the remote desktop, that'll obviously get the information off my phone.
Let me explain you what does application does. Okay, this is a remote support application. Okay, as you are having some kind of hacking issues in your network, so what we have to do is we have to provide you the online support because you are having some kind of hacking issues, not the manual issues that technician will come at your place and visit the issue. It's not like that. As you are having some kind of hacking issues, hackers operate online, right? So we have to, what we have to do is, with the help of senior technical team, we have to block all the hackers from your network. So next time, if they will try to do anything unwanted or any transaction which has been not done from your side, then they are going to get blocked automatically from the server end. Okay, this is the main concern. And I'm going to show you each and everything, okay? I'm going to show you what hackers are doing in your network without your knowledge and permission. All right. So click on install and let me know. And this is one-time server application. After the work will be done, you can uninstall this application if you wish.
Now I'm not happy.
Okay, first of all, I'm not here to make you happy, okay? I'm just trying to help you. You are talking to an engineer right now. If you have any doubt, you can tell me, but I'm not here to make you happy, okay? Tell me what doubts you have with you. Tell me. I will clear those doubts.
Unsolicited phone call with no with no verification. It's only word of mouth of who you are and what you're doing.
Okay. After this call, sir, you are going to get email, our callback number, each and everything. Right now, what we had got is we had found two unknown locations from two different countries. Okay. That means professional hackers has been found on your network. That is the reason you are getting this call from a very secure line. Okay. If the hacker will try to listen to the conversation, they will not able to listen to this conversation because you are already on the secure line right now. And what I'm trying to do is now I'm going to connect you to the eBay secure server with the help of technical team. So we can go ahead and first of all, our priority will be to block all the hackers from the network. Second thing, we are going to block all the orders which has been not done from your side because 2 to 3 transaction has been done yesterday, which is of around 299.99. Okay, this is the main concern. So don't worry about anything. And third thing, I already told you, we are not going to ask any kind of single personal details over the phone to me. You not need to tell me anything or I will ask with you, okay? Because this call is being recorded for training and quality purpose. So don't worry about anything, okay? Not a single personal details will be asked over the phone, okay?
But you already have personal details. You've got the name, you've got the mobile number.
Neither I will discuss or nor I will ask anything, okay? We will not discuss anything personal because we are not here to ask any kind of personal details or to discuss about personal details. We are just here in order to help you with the hackers, okay? That's it. And I already told you, I will show you each and everything that what they are trying to do with your personal things, with your personal identity. Okay, and first of all, sir, you just have to think about it. Hackers will not call you and assist you and tell you about that you are being hacked, right? Why they are called hackers? Because they will not knock your door and ask you about your personal information. They are hackers because they are something different. Okay, they can pull out all your details from the server end and they can do whatever they want. And they can also use your IP address for any kind of criminal activities also, like for buying drugs or for buying illegal weapons. Okay, this is the main concern. We know all the consequences. That is the reason I'm just trying to help you, because many customer doesn't know about this. If you don't want to go with this call, simply hang up, okay, because I have to assist other customers also. But I know what will be the consequences. That is the reason I'm trying to help you, okay? So, click on install, sir.
No, I won't.
Then why you are wasting my time? Hang up the call. Hang up the call. If you will face any kind of problem, you will be the responsible person. Okay, I have the voice authorization over here. Not an issue. Hang up the call. If you want to go with this call, then click on install. Okay. If you don't want to go with this call, hang up the call. Don't waste my time. From last 15 minutes, I'm trying to help you, sir. Okay.
But can you understand I've got an unsolicited phone call that tells me that I've got a problem that I don't know about?
You don't know about the problem? You sure you don't know about the problem? I told you there is a problem. I believe you got a voicemail box at beginning of this call that somebody is trying to do a transaction of 299.99. Then you choose the option to talk with me. I had not called you, sir. You have been connected to me, okay? And I am the engineer who solves the customer problem over here. I don't call the customers personally, okay? That is the reason I already told you. I assist hundreds of customers each and every day. And many customers are not aware of hacking problems, which is going nowadays, okay? This is the main concern. You are right at your place. I know that you are right at your place. The thing is, you are not aware of all these things. When you will get aware, when something will go wrong. But I don't want that anything will go wrong with you. That is the reason I'm trying to assist you. Okay. But it's your decision. You want to go with this call or not?
What number can I call to verify this?
I told you after the call, sir, I will going to get connect you to the senior technical team. Then our senior technical team will send you each and everything. But right now, your line is not secured. You have to understand. Hackers has been found on your network, okay? They can misuse with our line also. So we can't provide you the callback number right now. But I can make you a promise that after the call, you are going to get the callback number, email, each and everything, okay?
Now give me the callback number now.
No, I will not provide you the callback number now. Sorry. It's not
well,
our policy.
You want me to do everything, but you're not doing anything for me.
I'm not saying you to go and kill 2 to 3 person. I'm just saying that you have been get hacked from someone else. That is the reason I'm trying to help you, sir. Okay. Did I ask you to do any kind of payments or did I ask you to do any kind of transactions? No, right? Simply, I'm just trying to help you.
I appreciate the thought, but give me the callback number.
After the work will be done, then only we can provide you the callback number, sir. Right now, your line is not secure, so I can't able to provide you the callback number. Sorry for that.
Why can't you give me the callback number?
Because hackers might listen to the conversation right now. Okay. We can't take risk. What you will do if hackers will listen to the conversation? And why you are getting the call from the engineer? Because I already told you two unknown locations has been found over the network. Okay.
Hello, I know.
How do you know that? Okay. Do one thing, open up Google. Open up Google, I will tell you what you have to do. Open up Google.
I have to go and get a laptop.
Okay, take your laptop. Take your time. You not need to download anything. I will guide you over the phone and you will see the unknown location. I will show you the address of the hackers. Okay. Take your time. You need not need to download anything. You there?
Yeah.
So, is your laptop is on right now?
Yep. It's got Google on it.
Okay. Now, do one thing. Come out of the Google. I will directly show you the addresses of the hackers, okay? How many hackers are still active on your line. All right. Do one thing. The laptop which you are having, it's an Android or, sorry, it's an Windows or it's an Apple?
It's, I don't know what it is. Probably an Apple. I don't know.
Okay, you don't know about, okay, let me check. Just have a look on. Okay, it's got a cover on. Okay, you have a Google or you have a Safari in your laptop? Tell me.
Yeah, I have Safari.
You have Safari. Okay.
Yeah.
That means it's an Apple, right? Okay. Do one thing. Open up the Google.
Google's here. The page is here.
Here? Yeah? Okay. Just hold on. Don't do anything, okay? Now, on the search, click on search and type it over there. V for Victoria, V.
V for Victor?
Yes, V for Victor.
Yeah.
Then A for Alpha, A.
Yep.
Then L for London, L.
Yep.
Then I for Indiana, I.
Yep.
Then D for David, D.
Yep.
A for Alpha, A.
Yep.
T for Tango, T.
Yep.
O for Oscar, O.
Yep.
R for Robert, R.
Yep.
it will be validator, right? Validator.
Correct.
Yep. Okay, now press return from your keyboard. Enter. You done?
Yes.
Now, did you get the results?
Yeah, it's good here.
Now, can you see the first option, which says the W3C Markup Validation Service? Can you see the first option? Click on that. The W3C Markup Validation Service. Click on it.
Yeah, did that.
Now, what you can see?
I can see a screen that says that and documents. And all sorts of things, broken links, contents, other validators and tools.
Okay. Can you see there is a address bar, there is a long white box, and it says address validated by URI?
Yes.
Okay. Now, where is the long white panel? Click on it and type it over there. All will be in the lower case. Okay?
Yeah.
Just type it over there. The first you can check your email activity. The hackers are active on your email or not. So type it over there, www.email.com. All will be in the lower case. The small letters.
Put in my email address.
No, just type it over there, www.email.com. It's going to show you the results of whole of your email. No need to put up the email address.
Okay, I've done that.
Now, just below, can you see check? Click on check.
Yep.
Once you click on check, don't do it. Anything. Can you see the another page?
Yep. It says,
now what you can see.
Sorry, this document cannot be checked.
Can you see errors blocking validation over there? Errors blocking validation. Can you see that?
Yes.
This is the main thing. Okay. What hackers are doing is they are just blocking the validation page from their end each and every time. Okay. Now do one thing. Go back. Top left hand side corner. Can you see there is a back arrow to go back?
Yep.
Click on the back arrow.
Yep.
Now make the panel empty, www.email.com. Make it empty. Delete it.
Done.
Now you have to type it over there. All will be in the lower case. Keep that in mind, okay? All the things will be in the lower case. Now you have to type it over there, www.onlineshopping.com. Even the first W will be also small. All the letters will be in the lowercase, small letters. www.onlineshopping.com.
Yep.
Now press check. Now what you can
see? Same thing. Errors blocking validation.
Same thing, right? Errors blocking validation. Now this is the thing, sir. Okay, I try to show you each and every time. Because you can't validate anything. Because what hackers are doing is they are blocking the validation from their end. Each and every time. Okay, this is the main concern. Now go back, go to the back page. Make the panel empty. Done?
Yep.
Now type it over there, www.ebay.com. All will be in the small letter. www.ebay.com.
Yep.
Click on check. Now what you can
it says source options check, and then it's got errors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, scroll down the page and tell me how many number of errors and warning you can see over there. Red error and yellow warning. Tell me the total number.
In yellow writing or...
Yeah, tell me the total number, how many errors and warning you can see over there.
Error 1.
Scroll it down. Scroll to the down bottom. Tell me the total number.
Seven. I'm up to 40 and there's probably more.
Probably more. Okay. Now you can see in front of your eyes what is the status. Right. Now that is the main thing, sir. I was trying to show you. What hackers has been doing is they has been trying to misuse with your eBay and you had got the errors and warning. Right. And it's more than 14 errors and warnings you have found over here. Right, sir. Now you believe that what is happening. This is the main thing, sir. This is the main thing which is happening on your internet line. And there are many more things, okay, what they have been trying to do. So do one thing, come out of the Google, close Google. And don't do anything right now. Because once we will get connected to the secure server with the help of security team, once the security team is going to block all the hackers from the network, then only you can do each and everything on your device. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do one thing. Now you believe me or not? Tell me.
No.
No?
No.
What do you mean by that? Tell me clearly.
Tell you clearly, it's a very short word, and it's not positive.
Okay, you had seen the errors and warning, you have seen the problems, now you are not positive.
No.
Okay, then I can't able to help you, sir. Okay? I got the voice confirmation over here, I was trying to help you. Okay, if something will go wrong, then you will be the responsible person. Okay? Now you can hang up or I will hang up. Hang up. Hang up, hang up. Patapat, hang up. Hang up, sir.
Give me the
don't waste my precious time. I will fuck off, mother chod.